Some other news. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau today releases new rules on mortgages. These rules will restrict the kind of subprime lending that prompted the financial crisis, and they are the subject of today's Business Bottom Line. Regulators and banks are trying to settle on lending standards that are neither too lax nor too tight. Here's NPR's Yuki Noguchi.
About a decade ago, mortgage lenders started broadening their base of customers by offering an array of exotic loan products with esoteric names. Subprime, Alt-A, or Ninja loans that required little to no documentation of income. Teaser rates and option arms that offered low initial monthly payments that later ballooned. Those offers got millions of borrowers into loans they ultimately couldn't afford, and it resulted in one of the worst crashes in modern history. Richard Cordray is the director of the consumer watchdog agency that issued the new rules.
You know, it's important not to forget where we came from. We have a financial crisis and a lot of pain and misery in this country that was caused by reckless lending and toxic products that should never have been offered and that this rule will see are never offered again.
Cordray says these products are now things of the past.
We've gotten tens of thousands of mortgage complaints at this point. A big number of them are people who are in trouble now because of reckless lending practices that occurred before the crisis. If the Consumer Bureau had been in place 10 years ago, I think none of that would have occurred.
The Bureau worked with banks and outside groups to hammer out the rules. Among other things, the rules define what are called qualified mortgages. These cap upfront fees at 3% of the loan amount, do not balloon over time, and limit a borrower's debt payments to less than 43% of their pre-tax income. In exchange, lenders that issue mortgages meeting those standards can reduce their legal liability. But these rules come at a time when lending standards have swung the other direction. Many believe it's become too hard for consumers to get mortgages. To try to address that problem and to encourage lenders to find a healthy middle ground, the Bureau established an alternative, more permissive definition of qualified mortgage. So, for example, if a borrower's debts exceed the cap by a little, banks will still have some flexibility. By offering a more relaxed standard in the short term, the Bureau hopes to give both the banks and consumers time to get through this period of relatively tight credit. The rules will go into effect next January.
This is a major change.
Susan Wachter is a professor of real estate finance at Wharton. She says the new rules may mean some people will no longer be able to qualify for mortgages, but those who do will have a much better chance of staying in their homes. The banking industry often talks about the CFPB and its efforts with fear and loathing. But Wachter says the financial crisis demonstrated how all lenders suffer when there are lax lending standards. She says she expects many lenders will therefore throw their weight behind these new rules.
The risks were not understood. The risks were not understood, arguably, by industry itself because the information was not out there. I think the banking industry itself is looking for safety from practices that have proven to be unsafe.
The Bureau plans to announce another set of mortgage rules next week. Those will govern how lenders must handle loans once they are issued and if they fall delinquent. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.